Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Psalm 90, verses 10 and 12. 70 years are given to us, some even live to 80. But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. Teach us to realize the brevity of life, so that we may grow in wisdom. It's wonderful that so many people these days are living to the age of 100. In the UK, there are more than 15,000 centenarians, and that number is about double the number of 20 years ago. However, such long lives are as nothing when placed in the timeline of history, or when we think of our God, for whom 1,000 years are like a day. It's important for us all to listen hard to this psalm. The psalmist observes that 70 years is a typical lifespan, and that some people reach 80. In the light of this, he asks God to teach us to realize that life is brief. That could sound sad and even morbid, but that would be to forget that every single day of life is a gift that we couldn't possibly deserve. Facing up to our mortality is actually a very positive thing to do. When we accept that our number of days is limited, we see the preciousness and value of every single day. There's no time to waste. So the question is, how can we make sure that we get the best out of every day? The psalmist responds that this is through growing in wisdom. The Bible has a very practical view of wisdom. It's very different from knowledge, which doesn't necessarily bring wisdom at all. Wisdom is all about knowing how to live life to the full, and that occurs when God is placed at the center of our lives. When he is in the place that is rightfully his, we'll enjoy good, loving, peaceful relationships, and we'll use our times in ways that will bless others, bring joy to ourselves, and give glory to God. Such wisdom is completely down to earth and enables us to make good decisions amid all the challenges and awkwardness of life. No wonder the psalmist encourages us to grow in wisdom day by day. So let me ask you a question. What could you do to grow in wisdom? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to become increasingly open to your gift of wisdom. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.